The end of the school year is coming up, and so are end-of-the-year exams. Commentator and education consultant Ron Wolk says that some students would be better served if they didn't have to take math classes that are just too advanced for them.
Recently, a friend asked me, why are the schools pushing every student to take high-level math courses, like algebra? Before I could reply, he added, I've been a successful businessman for 40 years. All the math I ever used was addition, subtraction, division, multiplication, and figuring percentages in my head. I didn't have a good answer. Surely everyone would agree that all students should master at least enough math to meet the demands of everyday living, like planning a budget, balancing a checkbook, and calculating interest on a credit card. I learned my times tables in the early grades, and still use them every day. I took 2 years of algebra, plane and solid geometry and trigonometry, and I memorized enough to squeak by with low C's. But today, I couldn't tell you the difference between a cosine and a stop sign. That's not a boast. I'm not a math phobic. I simply didn't understand algebra or the various ometries. I was embarrassed by my failure, but I was consoled by the fact that I'm a word person and would never enter an occupation where I would need higher order math. But why should everyone study higher order mathematics? Advocates argue that math is a powerful problem-solving tool, and learning higher-order math helps people learn to think logically and reason clearly, which is a skill that will serve them every day of their lives. But fortunately, students can also learn to think and solve problems by studying the humanities, literature, history, philosophy. The other reason for learning math may be even more important. If you want to become a scientist or an engineer, you simply need to know higher-order math. Recent reports have warned that the United States is not producing enough scientists and engineers and could lose its leadership in science and technology. So educators and policymakers have concluded that if we want more scientists and engineers, we must make all students take algebra in the eighth grade and higher-order math throughout high school. That is not a conclusion based on clear thinking and logical reasoning. Most young people who pursue careers in science and engineering get hooked early. They do well in mathematics and science in elementary and middle school. Science provokes endless questions in kids about stars, animals, snowflakes, fire, space, and gifted teachers can nourish that curiosity and engage these youngsters to go as deeply into math and science as their talents and interests take them. Many students reach the eighth grade, however, with neither an interest in nor a talent for math or science, and requiring them to take rigorous courses in those subjects is not likely to propel them into careers in science and math, and may even make them like math less. If we want more people to become mathematicians, scientists, and engineers, then we need to find ways to awaken and nourish a passion for those subjects well before the kids get to high school.
Ron Wolk is the founding editor of Teacher Magazine and Education Week magazine.